Blog Talk Radio.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. For me, I don't need gravity for tears to fall. You can keep your fancy words and colored lines. Nothing super spiritual. Not this time. Just pray for me. 'Cause judging me's not helping me to grow. Pray for me. See the wrong I've done, I already know. Will you love me if I'm dirty and I've lost my way? Till the blood has washed me white and I'm no longer gray. If I don't meet your approval, will you let me stay and pray for me? Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. For me.
Welcome to Son of the Earth.
I am your co-host, Kendra Coe. So come on in, where we pray for you and engage with you, delivering a message to you from God in the written word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Remember to let your friends and family know that Salt of the Earth comes on every Friday at 3 p.m. Today's topic is be careful what church you go to. So thank you for joining us today at Salt of the Earth. We thank you for joining us as we welcome you in today. Amen. Today is Friday, September the 17th. Amen. Now I'm turning it over to your host, Sister Alexandra.
Welcome, 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 beloved. Welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I am your host, Sister Alexandra, and my co-hosts are Sister Kendra, and we are giving glory to God and asking for the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, today. Amen. Here at the Salt of the Earth, we are here to encourage you, to uplift you, and to inspire you and pray for you and with you. We at the Salt of the Earth point you to the Word of God, written scripture, the gospel, and the life of Jesus Christ. Our prayers and praying can go deep, and our prayer bullets when aimed will hit their targets. Enough said, let's get started. We never take anything for granted, so let's bow our heads for our opening, cleansing, and protection. Lord, we repent and we ask for forgiveness this day for any unholy word, deed, or act in Jesus' name. In the mighty earthquake name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the wonder-working name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I invite your presence into this place. I invite the presence of my Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to join me in this battle against the enemies as we welcome your presence. Amen. I receive the spirit of power, love, and sound mind in Jesus' name. Amen. No demon has the right and power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line, mind, because it's covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' name, amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your positions against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost, amen, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So today is day. And whenever it's a good day, we call it a triple A day or triple A evening or afternoon. Amen. So we are having a triple A day. Amen. So today's topic is something that we all have thought about and we've talked about with other people as well as family and friends. Be careful what church you go to. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard people say that, girl, you got to be careful what church you go to, or you got to be mindful of what church you go to, which is true. We have to be mindful of the churches that we attend. Amen. Do you know that there are over 3,200 different religions out here? Amen. So you have to be careful of what church you go to. We have a church for everything and every denomination out here. So there is a church for everything and a church for everybody. No matter what you're worshiping, there is a church for you out here. Amen. So all churches are not of God, but there are churches out here. Amen. So what we want to do today is we want to talk about some of the things that Christians deal with when going to church or picking a church or choosing a church. Amen. Now, when I was growing up as a child, my parents took me to church, and I do believe that's how most children and family members are introduced to the church, by attending. So I was introduced to the church by my parents, and my parents would send me to church on Sunday. Sometimes my parent would attend, and sometimes they wouldn't, but they would make sure that I got there. Amen. So I attended when I was little. My mother, she went to Baptist. I remember Baptist and Christian. Those were the main two churches that my mother attended, and I attended when I was a kid. Amen. So when I was a kid, I was like most kids that went to church. We would have our little money. Our mothers, our parents, family members would give us money to put in the church, a couple of coins, a couple of pennies or whatever. And then we would just attend the church. So we would go every Sunday. It was a ritual in the house. So we would go to church every Sunday. Whether we wanted to go or not, we were going to church on Sunday. And so that's where I got my church experience from, through my parents. Introduced through my parents to me, and I've introduced that to my daughter going to church. Amen. And she can introduce the same thing to her daughter. Okay, so let's get started talking about churches and the church that you go to. Be careful of what church you go to. You know, there is one thing that I want you to know right now. Never accept that all churches right now, there's one thing that I want you to know right now, never accept that all churches from all denominations are following the same doctrine. Let me say that again. Not all churches, never expect that all churches from all denominations are following the same doctrine. Now, you might be Baptist and go to a Baptist church over here, and he could be preaching on one thing, and another Baptist church in another area is preaching on something else. So they may never be the churches that are following the same. There are some that are following the same, too, because they are connected with other churches and affiliated with other churches. So they could be on the same sermon. Amen. And that's how they are supposed to be. Everyone is supposed to be on one accord. We shouldn't all be on different topics and stories. Every church should be on the same accord. But I guarantee you right now, if you go into five different churches on Sunday, you're going to have five different topics. Every church is going to be on something different. Amen? We got so much stuff going on right now. We need the church to be on different topics. So anyway, so I've heard many say this doctrine, the church doctrine, amen. I've heard many say they say all the doctrine is the same, but you can't just go to any church just because it's the closest to your house. I remember a couple of times I did that. I went to some churches that was close to my house. I don't know if that was a good or bad thing, but I did go to one, but I was just bringing that up, going to the church that's closest to your house. It may not fit what you need to be fed spiritually. And so you're playing your eternity. So that's what you're doing. You're playing Russian roulette. Well, you don't know which church to go to, and you're not sure of the correct church you should be attending, then you're playing Russian roulette with your eternity. So what you need to do is, see, the devil has made many Christians believe this, and then they fall into the false doctrine to be packaged to be similar to the true doctrine of the doctrine of pastors, prophets, and apostles are not the title, but they are not following the true doctrine. They're not following the true doctrine. I should be on here. Let's see. Okay, I'm on here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Okay. Amen. So we wanted to straighten that up. We had a little problem with the volume. The devil has made many Christians believe, and they fall into this false doctrine to be packaged to be similar to the true doctrine of Jesus Christ. Now, many preachers, pastors, prophets, and apostles are not recognized by Jesus because they just bear the title, but they are not following the true doctrine. It's not surprising to us. It's what the Bible already told us. It's 1 Timothy. We're going to take a look at 1 Timothy 4 and 12. And this is what Scripture says. Amen.
Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in heart, in passion, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
Amen. Amen. And now we're going to take a look at 1 Timothy 4 and 3. 1 Timothy 4 and 3.
Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth.
Amen. So to make this doctrine effective, they must start from the church. We must start from the church. That is why we have many devilish doctrines coming out. And they're in churches, and today a lot of people are blinded by it. The Lord is telling me and you today that we need to be mindful. We need to wake up today and go against these devilish doctrines, these doctrines of devils that is being used in church today. They send so many people to hell. Satan and his angels will not manifest in their normal form to spread these doctrines. Even when the devil wanted to deceive the man in the Garden of Eden, he didn't come in his original form. So we were told he came as a serpent. The devil will not come down with a pitchfork or breathing fire and smelling like smoke and preach false doctrine. No one will want to follow him. So what will he do? Matthew 24 and 11, NKJV, says this in Matthew 24, 11.
And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many.
Jesus was saying that these doctrines will not be passed by the devil himself, but he will use people who will masquerade themselves as prophets, pastors, and apostles. All these people are working for the devil. They are disguising. Not everyone you see as a pastor is sent by Christ. And not everyone whom call themselves prophets was ordained by Christ. So we need to be very careful in this age. We need to open our inner minds to the things of the world right now, because the devil is moving very fast to kill, steal, and destroy. If setting up a false doctrine will allow him to achieve this, why would he not do that? Let's go to 1 John 4:1. 1 John 4:1 explains this to us a little bit.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits where they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
Amen. I can go on and mention the different parts of the Bible where we have been sent by the, where we were, have been warned, and to be mindful that some of these prophets were sent by the devil. A man was sharing an experience he had in church. Okay, so he went for deliverance because he had been experiencing bad luck. They told him to go to church, and in church they told him to kill a bull to sacrifice to God. So they told him to kill a bull to sacrifice to God for cleansing. He was told the blood of the bull would cleanse him from the bad luck. When I heard this, I knew this had to be an old story when I heard it. It had to be around 600 BC, somewhere around there. The Bible says in Hebrews 10,
Not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins thou hast had no pleasure.
There is no way around this. God is not interested in the killing of rams, cows, or bulls anymore. God will never tell anyone to kill an animal for cleansing. That is not the doctrine of Christ. That is the doctrine of the devil. Many Christians have fallen into this and unconsciously made covenant with the devil, making a deal with the devil. They didn't even know it. They are signing themselves up to contracts and not even know it. The devil doesn't play fair. He capitalized on people's ignorance. Hosea 4:6. Amen. Hosea 4:6. Yeah, that old devil out there, he's very tricky.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge.
Rejected knowledge.
There shall be no priest for me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Destroy, cut off.
So if you've been following, the wrong doctrine and led astray, God will deliver you today. We must stay awake at all times. The devil is not going to let us be. He will keep coming in different styles the Christians away from the covenant of God through Christ. This is the time to start confronting these demonic doctrines and pull them down. You have to stand by the true doctrine of Christ and fight. The devil doesn't like to see Christians or people in general being exposed about his truth. What he targets in the lives of humans is ignorance. Paul said in 2:11 in KJV. Let's see what Paul says right here.
Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
Plenty of false doctrine in the churches today. What are the false doctrines in the churches today? For an example, one of the false doctrines that you can hear, that you've heard in the churches, may be this one. Jesus is not the Son of God. Sadly, many Christians listen and they accept it. Anyone who says Jesus is not the Son of God is of the devil and false doctrine. The devil will never want us to proclaim Jesus as the Son of God. We are also the children of God, and that makes us joint heirs with Christ. Romans 8, 16 through 17.
Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
Amen, amen. So we are the children of God, and that makes us joint heirs with Christ. So the other you may have heard in church is, the other is, Jesus is not the only way to God. Some churches say their pastor or priest or prophets are also ways to God. When they want to pray, so they pray on the name of the priest or someone close. This is not the doctrine of Christ. So they go and pray in another priest's name or in another saint's name and pray to God. That is not scriptural. That is not God's word. So when they go out and they pray to someone else, that's not scripture. Excuse me, that's not scripture. Amen. So we have a lot of false doctrines in the church today. We have to be aware. We have to be well aware of what's in the word of God, because that's very important. We get people that come out here and mix up different things in the biblical word. And if you haven't been reading your Bible, you will accept it because you do not know the correct wording, the correct scripture. Amen, at that time. So if you have any doubt in your mind about any scripture or anything someone has given to you and said it is the word of God, you would want to take that, ask for scripture and place in word. Ask for the word in the scripture so that you can go to the word and read it for yourself. And you want to read the scripture as well. So you need to give them verse and title of the scripture and everything so you can go and read it for yourself, because we do have a lot of things swirling around out in the world, and then they end up coming up in the church, and then the church people repeat it, not knowing whether it's true or false, and then again we have false doctrine in the church. It didn't come out the Bible, but it came out of the mouths of people who are called children of God or religious people, or whatever a lot of them call themselves, religious people, children of God. They got different names they call themselves. But they bring that up into the church, and that is not correct that's not correct doctrine. So you want to make sure that even when your pastor, gives you information, that you can go back and research it and look it up. It's very important to look it up. You want to make sure that anything that you get and you put your mouth on it saying that it was said by Jesus or it's written scripture, make sure that you can look that scripture up. Otherwise, if you cannot find that scripture or you do not see it, it's not found in the Bible, then that is something that you may want to talk to other people about it that's been in the word for a while. But if it has not been found in scripture, then it's not relevant. We're only going by written scripture and written scripture only. Amen. So we have a lot of things in the world that's coming into the church, and the church has to be very careful. We have a lot of people, and these are the last days. We got a lot of church these last days, and we just need to be mindful to one another. Always want to be positive. And we just need to be mindful of things that come up in the church, because the devil is very crafty and sneaky. Very crafty and sneaky, and he always comes for God's children. That's his number one pick, God's children. I guess he figures other people in the world are more easier to come by, simple, it's not a problem, but he wants those that are resisting him, that do not want to have a relationship with him, that does not want to have any dealings with him. So he comes for God's people, and he always comes for them hard. So he sent his minions. He'll send other people into the situation, but he's there to kill, steal, and destroy. So that's what he's there for. So we're never going to get rid of him. He's always going to be there, and we just always have to be ready for him. Every which way that he comes, we need to be ready. We need to be ready by the blood of Jesus. We've covered ourselves with the blood of Jesus each and every time we come on the air. Amen. So you're covered with the blood of Jesus in your home as well. And we need to also remember, too, that is a weapon. So let's use on diseases as well as prayer requests and as well as healing. The blood of Jesus is very, very powerful, very mighty, very strong. And during these days while we are inside our house, it's also acceptable to take of the Lord's Supper. If you've been taking the Lord's Supper, it's acceptable. If you would like to know how to take the Lord's Supper, you can write me at you can text me on my phone number, 510-564-5570, and I can give you directions how to take the Lord's Supper and a prayer to say over it, amen, because some of us have not been in church to take the Lord's Supper. So they also have a line on the website where you can go and you can order the Lord's Supper for individuals, homes, churches, or whatever. A lot of people take the Lord's Supper at home, so you can order it and have it come to your house and take it once a week or once a month, whichever way you guys take it. I hear some people take it every day. It all depends on that person. So everyone is different. So what's good for someone else may not be good for you. So some people may take it every day. Some people may take it once a week. Some people may take it once a month, whichever way is best for you. Amen? So that's what I want to make sure that you guys get that too as well. But yes, we're going to have to be very careful of the devil. He's very crafty, and we are in these last days. It's very important that we stay positive, that we stay joined together, keep our faith strong. Amen. And no matter how it looks, remember, it does not matter how it looks. It can even be smoke. As long as we are there when the smoke clears, we are still standing. That's what matters. We need to still be standing, amen? And as long as we stand in the word of God, we are okay, amen? So we do have to be careful of what church we go to, amen? Because we have a lot of false churches out here now. We have a lot of false prophets and a lot of false churches out here now, amen? And they come in all sizes, shapes, colors, new age, whatever you can think of, that's what's out there now. So we have plenty of churches to choose from. The whole thing about that is, are you in the correct church? Because this is your eternity. You are gambling with your eternity. Are you in the correct church? Amen? That's what the whole situation is. We need to make sure we're in the correct church. We need to make sure that we're in a church of God. We're not wanting to attend man's church. We are attending God's church that's open to everyone. We don't have one set of rules for no one. The set of rules is across the board for everyone. So no one is special or no one is over anyone else besides the man that preaches the word of God, the man of God that preaches the word, amen. So we want to be very careful with our pastors, priests, apostles. We need to be very careful with them because the devil is really working it out in the pulpit with them. He's really taking them for a run for their money. So we need to be praying for them as well because the church is under attack. The church is under attack. The pulpit is under attack. So we have to be mindful of all that. The church is under attack, amen, and it's not going anywhere soon. So we're going to be in this for a while, amen. So we have to stay what? On bended knees. That's how we win our wars. We are on bended knees. That's how we win our wars, amen. So we just need to be mindful of the churches that we go to. We need to be mindful of the people that we fellowship with. We need to be mindful of the people that call themselves Christians, because everyone that calls themselves Christians do not qualify to be a Christian. Amen. So we just want to make sure that we are in line with God's will and his way. Amen. We want to make sure that we are in line with his will and his way. And we just want to make sure that everyone here that's online, amen, has a chance to, if they have anything they would like to say about anything of any churches that they've attended. I've attended different churches, amen, and a lot of churches had good singing and everything, and the message was brought across as well. The message was brought across as well, amen. But we just want to know, what kind of experience, have you been to any churches, have anyone online been to any church where the church may not know? Because sometimes it's kind of hard for the church to know somewhat, because a lot of people are on the outside looking in. So the church may not know how it's really looking. If he asks someone that's going to the church, they may say yes, they may agree. But you want really truthful answers. You want truthful answers how something is going down and how something is going in a church. Amen. So everything, like we said, everything is not of God, but we're hoping that you're attending a Bible-based church, amen, that's coming out of the Word of God. And that's very, very important, amen. And so it's very important, too, that we stick with the Word. It's very important that we don't put other people down. It's very important that we stay focused. The Lord is staying focused with us. We need to stay focused with him. And he's watching everything we're doing. So we don't have time to put each other down. We don't have time to talk about one another. We don't have time to say bad or ill things, faulty things that we shouldn't be saying. Let's just keep our mouth off of other people. And let's just keep our mouth on prayer and breakthroughs and what we're going to go through in the future. Get prepared for that. We don't have time to be talking, saying hurtful things and ugly things and things that we should not be saying as children of God, things that we should not be thinking as children of God. I know we're not perfect, but we do strive to do better in everything we do, because we do care about our Lord and Savior, and we care about how we present ourselves to him and how we demonstrate being a child of God. Amen. That's very important. So it's very important about the church that you go to. Make sure that it is Bible-based, amen, and make sure that everything that the man of God, the apostle, whichever position he plays in the church, that it is full of God, that it's full of God, that it's coming from written scripture, that you stick with the scripture, amen, and you're not going to always agree with everyone. There's so many churches out here, so many different people, you're not going to be able to agree with everyone, but when it comes to scripture, everyone should be on the same accord. When it comes to scripture, everyone should be on the same accord, but we know people have their differences when they want to make something known to be theirs or something to be separated. We know people go through different channels so people will know that this is theirs, this belongs to them, or it either belongs to God, or it either belongs to the people. We know by the way that the church carries itself. It's very important that we pay attention to the way the church carries itself. Amen. Amen. So that was our topic today. Our topic today may have been a little something not as long as the other ones. It's about be careful what church you go to, and that's very important. We have a lot of churches out here. Some churches' doors are just open just to be a church for you to come in. Amen. But any church that you go to that you decide that you're going to do membership with, you need to make sure that you do take a look at what type of church it is. And if it's something that, you know, goes along with your belief in your household and your lifestyle. So you want to make sure of that. Amen. So we want to make sure everyone is still healthy. Amen. I haven't heard that much about the COVID. Not that I'm really listening. I mean, you have no choice. It's going to come anyway. But I hope everyone is being safe and everyone is being healthy. Amen. And the blood of Jesus is covering each and every one of us, line, keeping us healthy in the eyes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And by the way of the blood, I just want to thank everyone for coming on today. And I'd like to ask anyone online today, do anyone have a testimony? Anyone need prayer? Anyone have any testimony or prayer? Amen. 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 Amen.
I have a comment about the churches.
Okay.
Amen. I agree with the whole summation today. Amen. We have to be careful and mindful about the churches we go to. Like you say, a lot of times we go to the church that's closest to the house, or we go to a church that like a big church that everybody's going to, or we just go to the family church. But we have to be mindful of whatever the doctrine is that's being preached
right.
in that church. We have to make sure it matches up, like you said, with the Word of God. Because I've been, I was raised in the Holiness Church, Church of God in Christ. Then I went to my mom then were Baptist. So after they passed away, I preached for a little while at the Baptist church. And then we went to Lakewood Church with Joel Osteen. It's like all the churches are, like you say, it's only one way to get to God, and that's through Christ. So if they're not preaching that Christ is God, then that's not someone, you know, if you're not preaching that he's the Son of God, that's not somewhere we need to be attending. So it's almost like we have to do our research, almost like, I've seen people do more research on a gym or a job they're going to get than the church they go to. So that's very important that and it's got to be, I feel like it's got to be a well-rounded church. Like in Matthew 23:23, he called them hypocrites. He said, y'all hypocrites, y'all tithe, but y'all neglect the heavier part of the law when you should do the whole law. Like, I feel like in some churches that just preach prosperity, and some churches that just preach about sin, some churches just preach about forgiveness. Like, it should be a well-rounded thing. Like, it's education. So you can't go to school and just learn math and not learn history and not learn PE. You know, it should be well-rounded. The little blog talk thing we have right now, I feel like it's a whole lot of prayer. Like, it's the same, like you're talking about the churches, it's the same with the prayer lines, too. It's a whole bunch of prayer lines right now. The facilitator of the prayer lines feel a way toward me because I won't broadcast them, and they offering money to broadcast them. But I feel like I have a responsibility to the few. We only got like 3,000 listeners, but we have a responsibility to those people not to let the wrong word come over the airwaves. So I only got three programs that I broadcast, and. Because I know those, like, you're well-rounded, Paige is well-rounded, Curry is well-rounded, but everybody else, it seems like they're focused on one thing to me. And I feel, and some of their doctrine is wrong, some of what they preach is wrong, like, so, you know, so that's just my take on it. We got to be careful about the churches we go to and the doctrine they preach. And let me just say real quick, I know I'm rambling, but when I went to Lakewood, I noticed that that's the only thing Joel would preach was whatever you went through, get over it, move forward, God wants the best for you. Every sermon, see, that seemed like that's what it was. Whatever you went through, whatever you did, God's not punishing you, God loves you, move forward. But you're not telling me how to move forward. You're not telling me how to get the sin out of my life. You're not telling me, you're telling me how I can get some money. God wants you to be prosperous and get money, but you're not telling me how to get this sin out of my life. And then with that being such a big church, I couldn't talk to him one-on-one. When I got a picture with him, but it's like you can't see in the picture, it's three bodyguards behind him because you can't talk to him one-on-one. He's a celebrity. So I like the fact the church I go to now, I can call him. I can talk to him. I can, you know, communicate with him. You need to go to a church where you can actually talk to the pastor. If you can't talk to your pastor, you don't know who your pastor is, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, like, man. we don't know who Joel is behind the scenes. We just know what we see on TV. On TV, he's good, good-looking, well-spoken, and all that. But we don't know. He might cuss his wife out at home. We don't know. Praise God. We don't know. So I'm just saying, we just need to, I agree with everything you said today, and I appreciate the word. And I'm glad I had something to do, but I'm glad I made time to come and hear the word today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
God is good.
So I think you were going to say something. How you doing, brother, Burl? How you doing? How you doing, brother Darrell?
Oh, hey, how you doing? I'm great. I'm blessed.
I thought you were going to say something. I was opening up the mic for you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just getting in there. I just got tuned in because I only got the past few minutes, but I was just listening to Elder Prevost, and he's putting the right where is that? You know, with these pastors, you know, in the prosperity thing, which is one of the things that upset me, you know, because they're not teaching God's word. They're not teaching the truth of God's word. I talked to a guy on the job, and he don't know nothing about the prophecies of the end time. He don't know nothing. He's missing everything. Don't know where to find it, you know, and I'm lacking because I'm not a Bible study like I should be, you know, which some people might say that's a sin. You know, and I'm not going to say I disagree because the Bible says study, you know, to show thyself. You see what I'm saying? And when the devil comes at you, you do need to know how to come with God's word. You know, so I am, you know, praying for me in that area. But Brother Peoples, he's hitting right on it. And these TV pastors, and we don't know about them. They're nothing but motivational speakers. They ask them for money.
Right.
You sit back and you pray with Elder Prevost and Pastor Page, and things happen. So that you know God is working through them. You understand what I mean? You could go to some of these other preachers selling prayer calls in the mail. Send this donation and we'll send you a prayer call. I can go cut an old shirt and got a prayer call right there. All I got to do is pray over and trust God. Let me shut up.
Pretty much, that's what they're doing. making prayer calls, you know. I heard of, a long time ago, I used to hear of prayer bread. I heard of prayer water. I heard of prayer handkerchiefs, like you said, cloth. So, I mean, don't be surprised, because I think when Pastor, what was his name, Reverend Ike, they said he sold bread, prayer bread. I heard about it. I never bought any.
Oh, if you watching TV late at night, it's a preacher called Peter Popoff. That's his name, Peter Popoff. He sells bottles of blessed water. And I'm like, first of all, with a name like Peter Popoff, I ain't buying nothing from you. But
okay.
I need to see your birth certificate. I still need to see Questlove birth certificate. But I'm just saying, they selling water, prayer cloth, they still doing it.
Right. See, and to me, a lot of times, this is just my take on it, a lot of times when people sell stuff like holy bread, holy cloth, holy water, stuff like that, you know, to me, those got to be, I don't know, this is my opinion, they got to be believing, somebody out there silly enough to believe, You know what I'm saying? That these could be, this could be blessed bread. I mean, you could bless your own stuff yourself. You know what I'm saying? But they selling this stuff, blessed bread, blessed this, blessed that. And they've also showed on television before on one of these other channels what they do when a lot of these letters come in to these churches and these congregations. They show you taking all these letters in a room. They got people in there, opening up the envelope, taking out the money, and they pretty much take the envelope, haven't even read the letter or anything, throwing it to another pile. That's the pile that they're going to throw in the trash. But they make sure they check each envelope for money, that money on that end, and they put the envelope on the other end and haven't even read the people's requests or anything. They don't know what these people are asking for when they send the money. That's why sometimes it gets really foggy, and it's really a gray area when people ask someone to, like, maybe pray for them and then give them money, like, God, in exchange for you doing this for me, God is going to give you, you know, God is going to give you some money, or God is going to heal you because you gave this pastor some money. That's not how God operates. You know what I'm saying? God is, if God is going to bless you and heal you, he's going to do it regardless of whether that of that pastor, according to, you know, according to the word of God and word of Jesus. But I'm just saying, they have a lot of people believing that when you give the pastor money, God is going to give you way more money than what you gave the pastor. So don't worry about it. If the pastor say he see six people pledging $1,000, then the six people that pledged $1,000, God got something way better for you. And it could be true, but this is what I'm doing. I'm not putting my faith in that God is going to give me something because I gave something to the preacher. I'm not putting my faith in that. I'm putting my faith in God. So therefore, you know, if the pastor get blessed with whatever he needs, and God know his needs as well as yours, then you're going to get blessed too. But I'm just saying, we have so many different churches out here. People, the pastors and priests and apostles, they could go any way they want to with these churches. And that's what a lot of them are doing. They taking these churches on different roads, different avenues where the Bible is not going. They are taking it to a place that they want to take it. You see what I'm saying? Because like you said, we don't know Joel. After church, we don't know him. You don't even get a chance to get close to him. I was in a church like that. Wasn't even as big as Joel. But I couldn't even get to the pastor. He never knew me. I was there 3 years. He never knew me, never knew my name or anything. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, it's a big church, but it's not a big church. It's a big church, but when certain holidays come, it's like all the other churches. They fill up and blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying to you is this, they're just like the pastors on television. A lot of them speak prosperity all the time. That's all they speak is prosperity. But God did a whole lot more than prosperity. He was teaching us something in the Word. He wasn't just teaching us about prosperity and all that. He told you all that will be added unto you when you come into the fold. So he already explained that, you know, but I'm just saying, but you can't. I mean, sometimes when you hear these pastors, you feel like they act like they missed that message right there when you say, when you come to the fold, all this will be added unto you, because you're going to get it anyway. When they do what they're supposed to do as men of God, then God is going to always do what he's going to do. So it's not based on, your faith is not based on how much you give a church or a pastor in his church. It's not based on that at all. But a lot of pastors today are out there doing that. They're giving the good churches a bad name. You see what I'm saying? Because it is good churches out there. And some of these other churches are giving it a bad name because what they're after. And every Sunday it's the same thing. They're after the same thing. So they're looking for that prosperity, fluffiness, popcorn, you know, all that kitty fluffy stuff. They're looking for that. They don't want to hear the real word, where they're going to have to deal with the suffering, the patience, you know, the different phases that we have to go through, because we have to go through the ups and the downs, the good and the bad. So I'm just saying, like you're saying, that's why you have to be careful with some of the churches that you're going to, because it's a lot more to God than just prosperity. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot more to them than some of the basic stuff that they are going over and over. And I've been going to church for years, and guess what? I've been hearing some of the same stuff over and over, by different people, but in you know, in church. The same thing by different people, but in church. It's like, I'm not saying the lingo hasn't changed. It hasn't changed, but what I'm saying is this, that whenever you go to a church, every church is going to be on a different subject. Nobody is going to be on the same accord. Everybody, even though there might be the same church, a church of God in Christ, they might be somewhere else, and this church of God in Christ is somewhere else. So they might be in different places in their churches. They might not be on the same accord, but they might not be far from it. But I'm just saying, they might not be on the same accord. But we just got to be mindful of the churches that we go to, because these churches are springing up real fast everywhere. Around every corner you go to, you go find a church on it. And some of the churches, their doors are closed, but they still there, you know, as a church. So I don't know how often they open, but some of the churches are still, you know, opening, and you still got people going to them. Now, since the COVID has slowed down a little bit, you know, I don't know what the churches are doing now. They're still online, or some of them going back to church. I've seen some people back in church, but I haven't heard a lot of people say a lot of things about church, about the different churches. So I don't know if they're letting everyone in now or they're still spacing people out. Last time I checked, they were still spacing people out. So I don't know how the church is now, but I know they still got people wearing their masks and everything.
Okay, this is Sister Kendra. Just gonna give you guys a quick praise report. So I got my results back from my doctor, and he said it's non-cancer. So I thank God for that.
Amen.
I was like, what is this? But yeah, so it came back non-cancerous. I'm out of the woods of that. So, man. So, yeah. So I thank God. And I thank God for waking me up, for blessing me, for giving me another day, for healing my body inside and out. Amen.
Amen. For you, all the praise reports, because I have a praise report. I'm just thankful, Lord, that I am here. You still got me here. That's my praise report. I just thank you for opening up my eyes, for me being here, and for having a AAA Friday. Everything is okay. Nothing is out of whack. I'm just thankful and grateful where I am right now in this present time. Amen. With you, Lord.
Amen.
So I'm just thankful for that. Anyone else want to add anything,
yes,
say anything to the Lord?
I want to tell y'all something that happened about a week or so ago, because my daughter got into an argument with her mom, and she came and stayed with me, gave me a great time with my grandson. And one night, you know, she's studying, and I'm impressed with that. You know, she goes to our own church, she's studying, she gets down every night, and we had to go buy new study book. Her mom threw all her Bible books out and everything. It's, you know, that's an issue we pray about. But she's actually studying like she's in school. And she didn't even tell me about it, you know, but I'm seeing her doing it, but she didn't talk to me about it. But then one night we're talking, and we talked about the baby, you know, because his stool was hard. And she said, yeah, well, I'm going to anoint him with oil. And now the first thing that hit my mind is, oh, no, I know she didn't buy somebody's holy water off of TV or something and don't even know who prayed what over that. And I challenged her on it, and she said no. She said, she starts lecturing on me how I get my own holy oil because it's in the Bible. She said, I go buy olive oil, and I pray over it, and that's the oil I anoint my son with and I anoint myself with. And I'm thinking, this is my daughter, just let that out like that. And I'm like, wow.
Wow. Wow, look at that. Look at that. Amen. Look at God working.
I'm trying to tell you now.
You have been giving nothing but good reports, favor, God. Like I told you, God got his hand on you. Favor. So you just keep it up. You just keep it up because you're doing really good. You're doing really good. God has got his hand on you. So, and your daughter is wanting to go to school, and oh my goodness, look at God. He is still working it out.
Yeah, she's studying the Bible like she's in school. Yeah.
See? Amen. Amen. That is good. That is so good. Because he said the devil know the Bible backwards and forwards, so why shouldn't we? Children of God, we should know it backwards and forwards. Amen. 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 I'm just so proud of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he has his people out here. He has lots of people out here. He has his people and his other people out here and other people, but his people is out here, and his word is never going anywhere. His word will stand the test of time, so he will be here. He will not be going anywhere. He will see this. We will see this through with him. And if we don't see it through with him, we still will be back, amen, to sit with him, amen. So I just want to thank everyone today for coming. Any more praise reports, anything good? Because God is just good as he want to be, amen. And Brother Prevost, you got something on the way. The Lord sent you something, so you got something coming, okay?
Amen.
You got something on the way coming, amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I was just going to give a praise report. Amen. But thank the Lord for that. Praise God. What I was going to say. my daughter, about 2 weeks ago, my daughter called me. She told me she had the COVID. They tested her. She had the COVID. But she said she lost her taste and smell for a little while, but other than that, it don't seem like nothing permanent. She's not really sick. She just got to take off work. Like I say, she was lying to me on the phone telling me she was at home, and I can clearly hear her and her boyfriend driving. So so she up and about running around, the hurricane hit Houston. That's where my ex-wife and my children are. But thank God they didn't experience any damage or nothing like that from the hurricane. And the hurricane was named after my son. So so we thank God nothing happened down there. Praise God. Amen. That was my praise report. But I thank God for what God's going to do. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 So, yeah, so you'll be able to pick it up after this, after we get off of here. Amen. So I just want to thank everyone today for coming on. God is good. He is always good, and he is always right on time. Amen. That's my Lord and Savior. He's always right on time. Amen.
Hello? Yeah, this is Brother Page, and I just thank God for the word. I missed it 2 or 3 weeks there, trying to help somebody else get going in the business and all. So I just thank God that the family's well, they're all is well, and I heard some of the things you were saying earlier. You know, we have to say we do have to be watching the people who fleece the sheep. I call it fleecing the sheep. And the only thing he wants is the wool. You know, he fleeced the sheep so he can get the wool. And then we do have to be watching out for things like that going on. You know, you got the $100 prayer line, you got the $50 prayer line and $300 prayer line, and don't even participate in stuff like that, you know. And that's something that's been going on for a long time. I know we talk about prosperity, but don't get fleeced all the time. Don't be fleeced all the time. It don't mean that you don't give, but give according to what God leads you to give.
Right.
Give from your heart. If you have somebody, God tell you to bless them, well, bless them with whatever amount God tell you. If God tells you to give him $100,000, you got to give it to him. But don't be tricked by all this going on out there and everything that's happening. And I know God, even with me, God is leading me now to get well around it. But one thing I found out, if you don't talk to different people, you won't know how to correct them. I'm learning that. If you don't talk to different people, you won't even know how to correct them. So I've been talking to some people with the Hebrew Israelites and all of them, you know, even my son is in that stuff. And I let him come around so we can talk, you know. I want to know what they believe so I can look at the scripture and see if they're right. And so now, you know, God just lead me, rather than just preaching, go back and teach people the basics. Teach the people what's the right thing, you know, without just preaching all the time. Just go teach the people. And that is why the church has been so deceived and con, is because we preach more than we teach. And so God said, well, get back and show them where you got this from and where it is here. And if they don't bring the doctrine of Christ, then, you know, you don't want to be part of them. And if they don't bring the right doctrine, then, you know, you don't be around them. And we don't want to just say the same thing. You know, sometimes we got where we just teach doctrine all the time. Oh, this and that. If you don't do this, you don't do that. But what about the other stuff after you do that? You know, that's my thing. What about the other stuff?
Amen.
Uh-huh. What about the other stuff? What about walking with Christ? What about letting the fire burn you out? You know, let the fire burn you to ashes so that God can give you beauty for the ashes that's been burned. What about all of those things? And so, yeah, I like what you said. We got to try to get way around it in this thing, and so that we can put the right thing out so that people can be anchored, if that's the word you want to say, anchored.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't be moved by everything that come along. I know you preached it to them, but sometimes you just got to sit down and talk sometime. And that's what God been leading me. You got to sit down and talk to the people and just explain things to them. It ain't about everybody, you know, in some and trying to get delivered from some. You trying to preach them, to encourage them, to lift them up. Well, we've been doing that for years, and they still ain't changed.
Mm.
And so let's put something out there so they can take hold of it, so they can take hold of the truth. And then that truth will keep them away from the devil. Truth will move you away from it. And so I just praise God for that. That good word you brought today is getting back to the thing. We got to get Jesus back on the throne. He ain't on the cross no more. He done came down. So thank God for him going to the cross, but he's off the cross now. And he's doing the work in us. So just bless God. That's why I haven't been on, sister, is been helping, trying to help somebody get a business going. And been there doing some work, you know, and just trying to help. You know, my thing is always help everybody that's down. And if you see somebody down, help them up. We all brothers.
That's right.
We all come from one father. Mm-hmm. We don't have three or four different daddies. We got one daddy. Well, I call him father then, you know. I might say daddy, but I mean father. Yeah. We only got one daddy. And let us sit down and reason together sometime. You know, the things you thought, it might not be right. Things I think might not be right. If I'm wrong, straighten me out. If you're wrong, I'm going to straighten you out. If we would do that and love one another, then we might be able to accept one another more. But if we don't sit down and reason about it, not argue about it, but reason about it, scripture-wise.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And if that's what, and if we take it, if we start looking at the scripture, that's what it says, that's what it is. Ain't no need of going out there trying to find all the reason why something is not so. If that's what it says, that's what it is. Ain't no need of talking about it no more. It's written right there. If we would do that, then we wouldn't be so divided. If we just take what's written and look at it for what it says and what it says and what it means and accept that, we wouldn't be divided. But we go out with all other this stuff because somebody said that over there and somebody saying this and somebody saying that. But what's written down there? Is what's written down there, do you believe that? And so thank God for all of y'all. I'm not going to keep going, but I thought I'd just come on in. I'll be listening sometime. You might not know it. But I'm listening. Praise God. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for that powerful statement that you gave, testimony. Thank you very much, Pastor Paige. So anyone else has anyone they would like to say at this time? Anyone need a prayer, a blessing? Anyone would like to share any information? Amen. Amen. So if anyone has nothing to say, I want to, Father God, I want to thank everyone for being online today. I ask that you bless each and every one of us with the blood of Jesus. Cover us, our finances, our house, our mortgage, our rent, our clothes, everything. Everything that belongs to each of us individually, Lord, I'm asking that you bless it with the blood of Jesus on it for us as well. Bless us going in and coming out of our homes and houses to go take care of our business, to do our work. We never know where sin is or where evil is lurking. Amen. We ask that the Lord continue to watch over us with that. We ask that the hedge of protection protects us, and we pray Psalms 91 is a very good prayer, Psalms to say amen. A very good prayer to say, amen, very protective. And I just want to thank everyone for coming on today. We want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence, and we send you love and blessing with you and the love of Christ with the hedge of protection until we meet next week. To him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. So we want to thank you guys for coming on this weekend. We look forward to seeing you next Friday, and we'll have something else to talk about. And what I like about on this prayer line is, like, I've been going to church all my life, and I've been hearing the pastors speak, and a lot of them speak well, and they know exactly what they're saying. But what I like about this prayer line is that we can mix it up to anything so people can get clarity on what they need to in the Word or with Scripture. And if we have guests on here that come on every week, and if the salt of the earth, if we don't have the answer for you, we will get the answer for you. Amen. Because we have knowledgeable ministers and pastors online that will be able to help us if we come across any questions that we feel that may be over the top of our head. We'll pass it on to one of our pastors or ministers that's online. Amen. That's been with me since I've been doing the Word of God, and also that has came along since I've started. Amen. So I just want to thank all the presence of those that come online with me every week. God is good, and he's still blessing. He's still sitting on the throne. Amen. And I'm always expecting, when I'm talking to my God, I'm always expecting good news, something good, just to be around him. Just to be in his presence, that's good. It doesn't have to be that I'm asking for anything. It's just to be with him, to feel his presence, to feel his spirit, and just to be around him and feeling good, that I'm just connecting with him. Nothing more, not begging for anything, not asking for him, just his presence. Amen. So that I'm very thankful for that as well. So I just want to thank you, Father, for everyone on the line. Bless us. Keep us till next week. Keep everyone, Lord, in your bosom, fully covered with the blood of Jesus as we go in to and fro, in and out. Bless us going in. Bless us coming out from head to toe. Watch over us at night when we sleep. Amen. And, Lord, I just thank you for the people that come online. Continue to bless them, Lord. Continue to bless them. And let them know that they are set apart, that they are special. Whether they know it or not, they are special, and they are protected. Amen. By your word and your scripture. Amen. And by the lifestyle that we lead as his children. So I want to thank everyone for coming on. We'll see you guys next Friday. Tune in next Friday. We'll have some more good word for you. So we mix it up. So if whatever we give you, you can always go and look into the word of God. and look into it to see what we said, if it matches up with what we say. If you want to come back the next week and ask a question, that's fine as well. But what I like about this line is we could talk a little bit about things in the Word and things maybe you haven't talked about that's in the Word, amen, that has never been brought up in your church before. Or we could talk about things that go with the church as well as mixed with regular things that doesn't, you know, that's outside of the church that we could talk about as well. Because we live outside the church as well as when we go to church, when we get together and want to conversate and, you know, mingle with people of the same mind and the same idea, same thought. Amen. So I just want to thank everybody for coming on. I want to thank you guys again. I want you guys to have a great weekend, whatever you're planning. May God bless you. May you do it in peace and harmony and come back home whole and full. And I just want to thank you guys again for coming on. So thank everyone for coming on to the Salt of the Earth. And we will see you next Friday, the same time. And same time. Amen. Go ahead. Okay. I thought somebody said something. Amen. So thank everyone for coming on. And you guys have a great weekend and a triple A weekend. Enjoy it.
Have a beautiful weekend.
Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
You guys take care.
God bless.
God bless. Bye.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not a seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day. I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself, and you know you did it with a lot of. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I have been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing, it be coming, I'm missing y'all.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, 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 love him.
Wanted you to fall, you remember I do, I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, 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 love him.